Blog Talk Radio.
Get up! Experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our mind, body, and souls be refreshed in our relationship with this omnipotent, ancient of days, ever existing one. As my dear friend Dr. Michael James always says, the immovable mover. He is God. He is love personified. And his beautiful son, our Savior, who came and visited us over 2,000 years ago, Jesus the Christ. We honor him, we praise him as Savior and Messiah. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly declared to be the only true Savior, the only Redeemer, the only Messiah, the only Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world, whose very blood, as he died on the cross, washed away the sins of every man, woman, boy, and girl that has put their faith and confidence in him. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, here to bring you the most uplifting biblical inspirations and motivations, as well as some of the most uplifting gospel music that has ever been made and that has ever been played. Fire is the broadcast that will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, girl. He's not a respectable person. It doesn't matter about your gender. It doesn't matter about your political, economic, social status. None of that matters. Your age, your ethnicity. All our God is looking for is what our Lord Jesus told the woman at the well in Samaria. He's looking for those to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Goes right there. Listen, we are embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Nehemiah, the 9th chapter, 13 through the 22nd verse, where we get the prophet reciting the history and deliverance of the prophet for the people of Israel by Almighty God. How? He provided for and kept them under very adverse conditions, even when they and we ourselves have been disobedient and disregarding the law and word of Holy Scripture. God is the covenant maker that will always do what he says he will do. The question is, beloved, are we willing to do the very same? My special guest is here. Awesome, awesome woman of God. You're going to be delighted in this talented, anointed woman of God, gospel, jazz artist, and musician, Dr. K. Erica Moore is here. And Lord have mercy, I've been chasing this man down for over a year now. Come on and see a wonderful refreshment on this Shine Artist Spotlight. Talk about award-winning gospel artist, man of God, James Patterson III is here. Amen, amen. Lord Jesus, if you haven't met James Patterson III, you're just looking forward to really, really meeting somebody special in Jesus. I'm here to tell you. So why don't you just go ahead and call those family members and friends and co-workers. Call a neighbor. Call somebody that's in your spirit right now that you know could use some spiritual, biblical motivation and encouragement while we uplift our God. Amen. You still have time. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for overseeing our lives, overseeing this Fire Gospel Experience Ministry, overseeing my special guests as you lead and guide them along the way of this Christian lifestyle. And we thank you most of all, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
Leave according to his word. Hey. tonight that we serve a holy God. There's nobody like him. Nobody like him. A few years ago, I didn't have no home. I lost everything I had. But how many know that my God covered everything? Yes, he does. Not one time did I go hungry. Not one time did I didn't have a roof over my head. My God, he required me to live a holy and sanctified life. That's all he requires us to do. You can do all this other stuff, but all he asks us to do is live saved and sanctified, clean from sin. Hey Lord, hey Lord, hey Lord. How many know that tonight? I need y'all to get it.
Gospel experience off with praise on our lips, with praise on our hearts, and with praise on our minds. Found a woman of God, Cassandra, Lady Cassandra M. Webb, taking us to the throne of grace right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Thank you so much, woman of God. We appreciate that. Sometimes, y'all, we need to just stop what we're doing in our busy lives with our busy schedules and just reflect on how good God is. And please, please, please remember, God is holy. He is so holy. The Bible declares that he cannot even stand the very sight of sin. Anything that's disobedient or rebellious to his will is obnoxious in his sight and makes God want to heave whole and throw up anything that is not holy. My special guest is here, beautiful woman of God, doing God's work. I'm trying to tell y'all, she's mighty, mighty good at fulfilling her purposes in God. I'm here to tell you, but I'm going to let her tell it. CEO of Ambassadors of Fire, as well as apostle in this ministry. She is originally from Philly, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and has relocated out west, near west, to Las Vegas, Nevada. She is a world traveler in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are excited and happy to have here with us today to hear her testimony and words of encouragement about her journeys in Jesus, presenting to some and introducing to everyone else my special guest, woman of God, Dr. K. Erica Moore, is here on Fire, the Gospel of Spirit. Blessings, blessings,
oh, wow.
Woman of God. Welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience. Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, wow, I got Dr. K. Erica Moore on fire. I am so excited about that. I said that, too. I said, wow. How you doing, woman of God?
I'm doing very well. And, you know, I feel the same way. I'm very excited. We're on a platform and we're promoting the gospel of Yahshua HaMashiach,
yes.
our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
What better way to bring in the radio station is to promote Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to thank you for this opportunity, wonderful opportunity to come on the line. You know, I don't really like talking about what I do. I like showing people. And when I show it, I like to offer the same platform. Amen.
Yes.
And that's my life. It has always been. Real fast. You already gave my whole life.
I did.
I don't know why you want me to tell people.
I just want you to
tell. If Jesus is the head of your life, then it's nothing but
that's right.
Christ. Amen.
See there.
And that's how it's always been since I was a teen and ordained at 15. I was saved at 8, ordained at 15 as an evangelist, ordained as a pastor 2000. And then I wound up going to Las Vegas and got my doctor's of theology, and then ambassadors of fire, boom, came in. And I didn't ask for it, but God allowed prophets from all over the world to seek for me. They not only told me what I'll be doing, but they gave me the name. And believe it or not, I kept every prophecy. And I'll let you hear it one day. So sometimes you think God will give you will want to pursue your own ministry. But this Ambassadors of Fire is not something that I pursued. But what God was doing, He made my life pursue my destiny, and I didn't even know what it was. And my family was always amazed at why I worked for the government in 6 different areas. Why did certain areas I went in that a lot of the ministers in my family didn't go? My field is more so economically, and that is mainly what Ambassadors of Fire does. It is the spiritual direction concerning God's people economically. And it was not easy putting it together, because when you're raised in the church and you've been moving for God, the only thing you can think of is plan the next service, plan the next revival, plan the next conference.
Right.
But when it comes to, now I want you to hire people. I work for the 700 Club. Pat Robertson, Terry Newson, I had worship and praise with them every day. Now, God says you're going to open up your own television station. I didn't know that.
Wow.
This is how God works. When you look at AOF, you look at the military, work with the military. So a lot of times you're thinking, maybe, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And God hasn't packaged you up yet.
Okay.
And that's what he did with
the
Ambassadors of Fire when it concerning myself. He said, you're not going to know anything. I just want to prepare you for it. And this is what we're dealing with now. And I found myself overseas introducing the economical side. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Well, listen, that is phenomenal work that you're doing. It's amazing how the Lord would just come in and elevate us to positions that, like you said, that we know nothing about. God doesn't look for our necessary approval. He doesn't ask us to co-sign. He just gives us directions because we said that I want Jesus to be my Savior. So that just basically opened up the door for God to just come in and just say, this is what I want you to do. This is where I want you to go. And by faith, we go and we do what thus says the Lord. As Holy Spirit, God just creates these vibes and these motivations in our spirit. And we know it when we see it, when we feel it, because it just fits so right with who we are. And everything else just seems to fall away. But what I would like for you to share a little bit more, if you can, about what it was like growing up as a Christian young evangelist in Philadelphia. Because, see, I grew up in Detroit,
goodness.
So I know what city life is like. I grew up in Detroit.
Tell
us about it.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, you know, I've experienced the same things when you're dealing with poverty and you're dealing with prostitution, drugs. Every corner had 10 or 15 guys, and they will always say to me, be careful, but when you're walking with the Holy Spirit, I never had fear. Never had fear at the time. And that's the thing. Once you become one with the Holy Spirit, you don't really concern yourself with that. I found myself winning neighborhoods for the Lord. Lord have mercy. You're taking my mind back. Winning neighborhoods for the Lord.
Going back. Yeah.
But, you know, it's not about what you say. It's not what you do. God is already preparing those people for you as we speak.
Amen.
That's why God, nobody can take your ministry. When God sets your ministry up, the people that you are supposed to minister to, just you, are the ones that God is preparing for. I find it amazing that you can speak to one group of people and they'll act as if you're not talking. But then when you speak to another group, they're very receptive. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead, because listen, I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm listening to what you're saying, and we can't see it at the time. God is calling us to specific labor and to go out into the field. Sometimes we get so caught up in church, we think that's all it is of being a Christian, and we may or may not say something to somebody about Jesus periodically or whenever, but we are on a soul-winning evangelistic ministry mission for our lives. Going to church is where we're going to get empowered. But my thing is that I see how God can take seasons in our lives and use them as preparation for higher callings or other callings. Mm. You were not fearful in the streets of Philadelphia, so God was just preparing you to go walk the dusty streets of Ghana or Nigeria or whatever parts of Africa you were in. God was just letting you get fortified to be prepared for the next calling. Talk about preparation, woman of God, because there's so many of us that are unprepared for the work. We have a willing heart, but some of us are still sitting idle, wondering what will the Lord have us to do. Can you say something to help them in your life, to help them find the direction that they need to get busy?
Well, Pastor Ron, you just said it. You just said it. Once you develop that communication with God, I find that amazing, because you're speaking prophetically. I did walk the streets of Philly. I walked the streets of Atlanta. I walked the streets even in Vegas with no fear. And I was in Ghana for 3 months. They say, you don't go through Ghana. I was in Ghana, and I was in the urban, the places where they tell the tourists don't go. I went out every morning to get my breakfast. They knew who I was. Some of them, they were expecting me to come to them. And when I came out the door, some of them, they got out on their porch and waved at me. They were so happy to see that an American was walking in their neighborhood. Because they think all the Americans is in the tour area so they can spend up the money. But I got my hair done, got my nails done to three different salons. One salon, it was a little rough, so I had to, you know, switch up. But I was able to experience the community out there. But I wasn't going there to tour. I was going there to scour out the land. Because God is coming in economically. If people want to win souls for Christ right now, the biggest evangelism, the biggest move is for us to follow the money.
Okay.
Because when you follow where the money is, not the love of money, but you follow where the money is, and you'll find the hearts of the people. And you may find some backsliders over there as well.
That's so good. We need to find.
Satan has used the brokenness of the economic system as a way to break hope, break faith, take our eyes off of God. And it's nothing new. He did the same thing when they built the golden calf. And we can talk about Nehemiah. Nehemiah, he talked about how they, after God, filled a pillar of fire, filled a pillar of cloud to protect them from the sun. And they, while Moses was getting the laws, they still turned their back on God and say, that's the God that saved us. Mm. So
Lord Jesus.
That golden calf is still, once again, the dollar bill, the euros, the pesos, mm. the Ghana cedis.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah,
dollar
yeah.
bill is still the golden calf. The golden calf is still the dollar bill. And we're saying, if it wasn't for me working, if it wasn't for me having that money, if it wasn't for me having that best move, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And we got to go back to God. Now let's talk about the Hebrews and why their submission to God will help the whole economy. Let's talk about Nehemiah for a bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If it wasn't for
Amen.
Nehemiah, the kings, they confided in the prophets. Don't act as if we don't exist. We're still here. Y'all not listening. If you want to save the economy, they must make way for the prophets.
Amen. Amen.
And the real prophets.
Amen.
Because the
Amen.
Spirit of Nehemiah, the spirit of Zechariah, the spirit of Daniel, the spirit of David, they walked side by side with every king. Look at Joseph. He walked side by side with Potiphar.
He did.
If they don't
That's right.
take in the ministerial influence in the world, America won't be saved. And if America goes down, that's the whole world. People don't understand that. They don't want to admit that. But many of the economic systems in other nations, other countries, it derives or is functioning based on what America can produce.
Mm-hmm.
And if America doesn't get it, now the reason why they're fighting and America's going through something is because of the rage that's been going on. The prophets is saying it's time to bring reformation, not just money, but it's time
mm-hmm.
to give us a voice. That's
Amen.
How we're going to save the economy. The prophets rising up, knowing who they are, what they can do for God in the economic system. That is what
yeah.
Ambassadors of Fire is. There's nothing in the financial institution that we don't know anything about. Amen. I'll talk
Amen.
More about that in the trainings. Amen.
Amen.
But
Amen.
These are the things that our prophets need to tackle on. My God, when you're looking at a regular person that's been to school, a doctor, whoever's been to school, they can come up with their own synopsis based on their schooling and their training. But when you take a full-fledged, Holy Ghost-filled minister that had one soul,
yes,
watch
sir.
People
yes.
been in Muckamari, that they've been in Muckamari, they have the ultimate equation. The ultimate
mm-hmm.
equation is all this is said is all done, and all of this is vanity, because we only survive on the word of God. But
Amen.
They're not listening
Amen.
To the ministers. They think the word of God is the book, the Bible, but they don't understand that the word of God is the very thing that's going to, the Bible says, and I'm done with this one, that heaven and earth shall pass away, heaven and earth. That means there's quite a few of them out there. We found about 14 different Earths out there now through the Kepler system. They finding all kinds of planets. They all do. It's already been there. But God's word is the only thing that's going to sustain. What you're saying, study the Bible? No, you need to listen to the prophets in order to understand. They're not listening. Pastor Ron? The reason why people don't want to listen, especially to a testimony like yours,
mm-hmm.
that testimony is the actual equation, proof. You can't change the heart of a man. You can give him
right.
Ritalin. You can put him through the 12-step program. A man
That's right.
will only change his heart unless he wants to, and he's not going to want to unless he have a better offer. Who can offer
That's,
that?
Come on.
That's God
preach,
himself.
Preach.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That is so true, and that's so profound. We definitely need to be good stewards in regards to money. I have heard it said, I have not done the study research myself, but a prominent minister has said publicly that our Lord Jesus Christ preached more on the issue of money than he did the kingdom of heaven. That is because money, the love of money, feeds our carnal nature. The love of money feeds our carnal nature. See, just like praise and worship we use instrumentally to uplift God, money is the instrumental means that people apart from God use to fulfill their selfish desires. That's why the love of money is so corrupt. Because if I can get as much money as I can, I don't have to be kind. I don't have to be courteous. I don't have to be polite. I don't have to be a nice person. My money can allow me to fulfill this ungodly nature that's in me, and I can get joy out of being crass. I can get joy out of being crude. I can get joy out of putting my knee on somebody's neck. Amen. So we need to understand that.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. We need to understand what we're signifying when we talk about economics, because yes, we're spiritual beings, and I'm going to say this too. I posted this on Facebook a few days ago. Years ago, when I had to go get some professional help, I had to go beyond the physical woman of God. I had to go beyond the normal human basics of who we are and get to the spiritual nature of my issue and my problem, which is spiritual in origin. They told us we are not human beings have a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So what we do is we need to get it correct. We were spiritual beings before we were planted here on this earth. And then we had to figure out and we had to adapt to the human ways and the human structures. But we can never, ever, never, ever get away from our spiritual roots. We are just going back to the very person, the very origins of who God created us to be. He said in his word, he said, before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you.
That's all needs to be said. Wow.
Amen. So we need to understand who we are in God. We need to understand who we truly are in God and stop leaning so much on this secular world that tells us, tries to convince us who we are and who we are not. We are people of God.
Mm-hmm.
We are learning the ways of this world so that we can be better people of God. Let me just bless y'all with this talented woman of God's music ministry, Dr. K. Erica Moore. Is such an anointed woman of God. And here she is singing praise and giving God praise. And this is her on the keyboard. Please believe that. Telling God, plain and simple, I love you.
Oh, wow.
Every day.
about it, Lord Jesus. We have come to declare our love to you with our lives, with our resources, and with everything that you have given us. Sounds of my special guest, woman of God, Dr. K. Erica Moore, extolling God, giving God his just due praise. And love is an action word, woman of God. Love is not just that emotion. I heard one of our local broadcasters here, I wouldn't dare call his name, but everybody in Pine Bluff know who I'm talking about with his daily broadcast. He said something that was probably one of the most ridiculous things I've heard him say, and there are a list of ridiculous things that he has said, in my opinion. They love him here. He's very popular. He's very controversial, and he uses that as his means of articulating and pulling people in, publicizing. He said in the middle of his rant, he said that you preachers out there telling folks to love your enemies. You can't love your enemies. And see, right there, I said, see, that is a person that is speaking without spiritual enlightenment, because we're not talking about an emotion when we're talking about loving our enemies. You may feel a certain kind of way, whatever your way is, but the love of Christ, the love that the Bible is talking about, is if you see your enemy has a need, if he's hungry, give him food. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. Because the Bible declares when we show acts of kindness to people that are mean toward us, we are heaping coals of fire upon their head. Because it would be expected, if I don't like you, I ain't gonna fool with you. But if you don't like me, and I still move in a way of Christ to show you compassion and to provide for your need, that is the unnerving way that God moves in this world to get people's attention, because it's not the normal, natural way of existence. So, woman of God, what I would say to you is that we're living in such dire times now. You've been blessed to travel from Detroit to Las Vegas and then to back to the motherland and to different places. So you have a touch about what is really going on in the minds of people from different places, different cultures. What words of encouragement do you have now for us in spite of the dire circumstances that we're living in, so that we can continue on in faith and trust and believe in God?
Amen. Well, thank you so much. That's a very good question. And this is the question I get all the time on how my experience there. And I'm so glad that things worked out where I was in the inner cities and not in the tour areas.
Right.
And if you're going to go do ministry, you know, it's three areas. You have your rural area where the villages are. I've been there too, and I've seen Kings, and I've preached. But we have to get in the inner city areas. And the reason I say that is because those people are, they're agile. They're very alive. The problem is they're not educated. And when we're looking at education, it's not so much in the schools, but they need to be educated on how to seize opportunities, how to prepare themselves for opportunities, and what it looks like and how to apply it. And that's a beautiful thing that America has. America, when we see an opportunity, we know how to apply it to our current lives. But with them, they have to apply opportunity. If the opportunity comes, they really don't have a position. Some do. They don't have a position to place, you know, that opportunity. And many times, many of our Americans and those that are around the motherland wind up giving up as far as coming together. But I want to banish that saying that they do not want us to come. That is a lie. It is a big lie, and as of today, I put a hole in a block. They want us there. They need us there badly. Don't ever say it again. They want us there. When I went, there were things in certain, I'm telling you, I got to post the videos, but I've been on the radio. I've been on the TV, the ministers. I'm telling you, there are 30 million people in Ghana. And you have a few people have one or two bad experiences, and they'll think it's all of Ghana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I want to encourage you. Go ahead, brother. What you saying?
No, I was saying yeah, because, see, that's the same thing that they say about Detroit. That's the same thing they say about Philadelphia. If you have one bad experience or you hear about one tragic incident in the news, everyone gets lambasted as if everyone is a thug, everyone is a criminal, everyone gets discredited for the acts of a few. Go ahead, sister.
Oh, well, you know, that is absolutely true. No one wants to come to Philadelphia. They say there's too much crime, there's no opportunity. That's not true. Philadelphia,
that's
right now, they're working on their railroad systems, railing system, their education. If you go to downtown, I really think that we listen to media, we listen to social media too much. So no longer will we go on the YouTube and go by these old books that's been written in our libraries, which we don't knock them. We still have to read them. They're only to get a better understanding of the basics. But then you must go. I talk to the forefathers. Now, see, I got to personalize it, and I hope it doesn't sound too biased because I'm for all nations and for all cultures.
That's right.
We hear, we hear about Black America needs to go home and experience Africa. Listen up. You must go and hear from the forefathers that knows about us being diaspora. We derive from slavery. The fathers, the old fathers, I give them 50 to about 80 years old that are alive now in America, has a different dialect than the fathers that's in Ghana. Because they are going to give their story. They were there. They experienced all those things. So while our forefathers was going through slavery in America, North America, in South America, Portuguese, all of that, we were all over the place. The dialect is different talking to the forefathers. And I sat and ate dinner with so many fathers. And they gave me, and here's the best part about it, and people don't believe we are Hebrews and descendants from Christ. Well, I'm here to tell you, follow the history. Do not go by the books and the YouTube. Excuse me. You must go talk to the fathers because when they gave me the information, they spoke as if we were ministers. They spoke to us as they were old prophets.
Okay.
That's why over there a lot of them are ministers, because they are prophets.
Amen.
And we saying, oh, you are African and you have to build up your economy. Listen, everything around us is, like you said, it is spiritual. And
that's right.
We as ministers, we connect to natural things different. Like you said, Jeremiah told God, told Jeremiah, before you were formed in the belly, I knew thee. Meaning when you are regular, a person that just accepts Christ, it's different from having a call because you are utilized to perform.
Amen.
So when you go to the other country, you are hearing from our forefathers, the prophets. That's who you're hearing from. And they can very well tell you, you are Hebrew, and they have it all through their whole Ghana. They have the Star David. they say it. Now, here's the thing. How could you take a nation that's sitting in Ghana all the way thousands of miles away from Jerusalem? These people, they only going by their forefathers told them they're Hebrew. You think they've been deceived? We know we're Hebrew because we look at the media. But they know we're Hebrew because their fathers, they have the writings. They have the scrolls. They know for a fact. It's a difference. The dialect is different from the fathers.
Amen. I'm glad you spoke on that because I have done the work. I have done the research, woman of God, because God has been preparing me, and I had no idea when I was being approached by all these different people with all these different religions, that for my own spiritual sanctity and for my own spiritual sanity, I got into the Word of God for myself and prayed and asked God for understanding. There is a movement now when many Christians or many people that were once Christians, rather, or many people that were undecided about religion have turned to ancient African religions apart from Jesus Christ. And they say that Christianity is the white man's religion. They falsely assume that King James had some sort of influence over the interpretation of the Bible, which he did not. King James is just a reference to the period of time, who was the monarch at that time.
Yeah.
Queen Anne didn't get an axe and go to the woods and chop down trees and make a Queen Anne table, a Queen Anne chair, and a Queen Anne bed. Those were just furniture pieces that was made during her particular reign as queen. So it's just a reference to time, people. It's nothing to do. King James had absolutely not one word, not one jot or tittle to do with anything about the translation of the Bible. But what people fail to realize, Moses was married to a Nubian woman. Mm-hmm. And I forget which one of the apostles, he ran to the eunuch and caught him. And the eunuch, who was a servant and for African nation, he was one of the ones that said, I don't understand what this scripture says. Well, who is this prophecy talking about? And I think it was Philip. Philip explained to him who the Christ was that he was reading. And that Nubian, that manservant of African descent, was baptized in, and then he went back to his land. So our introduction to Christianity did not begin with slavery, which a lot of people have been falsely misled, thinking that the only time black people have been introduced to Christianity is during slavery. No, our ancestors in the motherland were introduced to slavery through those people and other people like them, and some of the very people that you named yourself were always linked all the way back to Bible days, even before the Word of God was translated into English from the Latin and from the Hebrew. Our people were always present, not only in biblical history, but in the mind of God. He declared that there would be many nations that would come unto him. He just chose a nation. The Bible says he chose a nation that wasn't a nation. He didn't choose Israel because of anything beautiful or gracious or grand about them. The Bible declares that Israel, who was not a nation, was the least of all the nations. And that
is
the very formula that God uses. He uses the unwise to confound the wise. He uses the weak to confound strong, so that it becomes apparent that this is not of human origin. It has to come from another source, and that source is God. Woman of God, I just needed you to comment on that, and then with the little bit of time we have left, I would like for you to just share about your ministry as far as your higher education. I understand that you have already have a song that we're going to play a little bit later that you are going to sing in Aramaic language about Yeshua HaMashiach. And see, I wanted to show off a little bit about some of my Hebrew pronunciations. And whenever I run into these names of ancestors, Bible ancestors that are in the Hebrew language, I take the time to pronounce them because I just want to be as fluent as I can. I want to connect as much as I can. And I can really appreciate the fact that you have actually learned the original language of Aramaic. And you're going to sing. You have already produced a song where you sing it in that original language. Tell us about the dedication and what led you to go to this extent to learn
God told me to do it.
HaMashiach. That's right.
Amen. Well, God told me to do it. You know, this is a lot of the things I've done this is before I knew we were actual descendants of Christ. And when the prophets came to me, a lot of them, I can let you hear them. They said, you carry the anointing, the same anointing of the Ark of the Covenant. And I started studying about the Jews. And I said, wow, these people are so anointed. These people are so holy. Where are they? And God says, he knocked me down. He said, I want you to stop studying and learning about these people as if it's not you. And from that point, I started studying as if I, my ancestors. And from the time, from my life all the way back, all the puzzles have been put together. He said, I want you to learn the language. And I started with the prayer. And he said, now I want you to make a song out of it. And I wrote a song, not because it sounds good, not because it makes you look great. I wrote the song so everybody can learn the Hebrew, the actual language of Christ. When you get a true Hebrew man and woman of God that serve the Lord, when they start singing and quoting this prayer, spiritual things happen.
Amen.
So we put it in the song. Amen. So that's why God said, you know, to do that. I just had to obey him.
Amen. Well, the reason I wanted to share that is so that my listeners can appreciate the fact that sometimes God may call you to a higher calling that you had in no way, shape, form, or whatsoever seen it coming, but just be prepared, because if God leads you to a certain area, he will make a way and provide the resources and give you the motivation that you need to achieve that goal that he put inside of us. That's a tremendous motivation just to know that you are able to do that, because there's not a whole lot of black folks that know Aramaic. And for you to commit yourself to that degree, I think is an awesome representation and encouragement for all of us to trust that God will provide us with the resources and with the motivation and everything else that we need to achieve his goal. I can recall one pastor, he said that if your vision for God is possible, you're probably not looking at the right vision. God has called us in many ways and many times to do things that are just way beyond our means, way beyond our vision, way beyond what we think we're capable of. And this is God telling us to go higher, because I don't think we realize how unique we are, woman of God. And my concern is, because I shared with you what I've been through in my past, I've spoken on it periodically on this broadcast, God is a wonder worker. He has not stopped doing wonders just because he doesn't do the same wonders he did in the Bible. He's doing more intimate wonders in the lives of each and every believer. He's taking people off drugs. He's taking people out of prostitution. He's taking unlearned people and using them to speak to masses of crowds. You have people, I can recall, Les Brown said he used to stutter man uncontrollably. He's come to be one of the foremost leading speakers in the world, and he's not the only person I've heard say that. I'm saying that, woman of God, because we need to really get in touch with this omnipotent God who can do all things. My dear sister, our time has run out, but I would love for you to share all of your contact information in case there is someone that's listening to this broadcast, and I know they are, that would love to get in touch with you. They may want you to be a part of their virtual conference. They may want you to travel like you always do and come to where they are in a different city, state, or country and be a part of what they have already organized. And then please tell us where my listeners can catch any of your Facebook Live broadcasts or whatever network that you have where you broadcast so that we can continue to support you.
Oh, well, just always go to ambassadorsoffire.org. And I can send you the link. You can also travel with us. You can do a lot of things with us. We have traveling meetings. We have a investment groups. You name it, and we're all ministers. Amen?
Amen.
So ambassadorsoffire.org, and I'll send you the link.
Amen. That is phenomenal. That is wonderful. And you know I love that part about the fire anyway, because I'm connected to the fire anyway. So anytime somebody mentions the word fire, I'm like halfway there. I'm all in. What's going on? Y'all got fire? I got fire too. What's going on? Let's
That's
put the
right.
fire together and make something happen. Woman of God, we bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for joining us. Looking forward to having you come back. I told you, you have an open invitation. All you have to do is get in touch with me, call me. I will reserve some people. I'll move some people if I have to get you back in here. So that you share with us. I move as God moves in me. Come on now. So listen, woman of God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you honor as honor is due to you in your precious name. We love you in Jesus. We're going to pray for you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Step love us back and pray for us.
Amen.
Amen. Dr. K. Erica Moore was right here on this Fire Gospel Experience with her anointing itself. Thank you, woman of God. We bless you in Jesus. Amen. And just when you thought she was through, she told y'all, she said she has learned the Aramaic language. She's not playing. And y'all heard her playing on the piano. Here she is right now doing a transformative work in another language, Hebrew song, as sung and played by Dr. K. Erica Moore.
Greetings, I am Lady V, founder of Praise Him More 24/7 commercial free radio. Right now, you're listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire, the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and fire the gospel experience. Be blessed.
Guest that's going to be joining us right here on this Shine Artist Spotlight. And just like man of God, James L. Patterson III, I want you to get in touch with me. and be a part of this Shine Out of Spotlight. Because I understand what you gospel artists are going through. You're having to pay big money to try to get airtime on standardized traditional radio, or, you know, you're not getting the circulation, you're not getting the notification, you're not getting the proper marketing that you could be getting. So it's a blessing to be able to just work with you all. Just give me a call, 870-413-0220. The number to call, 870-413-0220. I'm on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson, or else send me that MP3 music. Until we can get you on here, I'll play your music, and then you can be on Shine Artist Spotlight. Just send it to Ronald Jefferson 1, and I'll get you in there, and we'll be moving just like the man of God, James L. Patterson, is. This man of God, I'm trying to tell you, if you don't know James L. Patterson, you're going to get to know him right now. He is the host and owner of his own media production, Just James Show. He is Recording Academy Grammy Award nominated top 25 Billboard artist. Now that's a mouthful right there, right there. He is also CEO at JLP, James L. Patterson Social Media Production. And I'm telling you, this man knows music inside out. He's directing a band called Music at Cross High School in Berkeley County School District. He is presently over there in the Carolinas. This man of God is blessed. I'm trying to tell y'all, if you wondering about fashion, I don't see nothing in there where it says that he's doing fashion design and modeling, because I had a chance to meet the young man over at the 2020 Spin Awards down there in Georgia last year. And you talking about a vibrant man for God. It's just our pleasure to have this young man here with us to share his testimony as well as his love for Jesus. Y'all just heard some of his music, and we're going to play more. So without any further ado, here's Man of God as we shine an artist spotlight on James L. Patterson, the third. Yes, Lord. Blessings, man of God. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience.
Man, that was the best intro I've ever had. I love it.
I knew you were going to say that, man. Listen,
it was so good.
Let me tell you something, Doc. As long as we've been trying to arrange this meeting, I mean, there's not the way in the world. You got all my people excited. If we was going to miss this opportunity, that's my man in the background. He just can't wait. He was so excited to have you in here. He's just losing his mind back here. But I'm here to tell you, man of God, I'm here to tell you, man of God, that it is just a pleasure to be here with you, man. We have been trying to see each other and have this opportunity to get together for at least been over a year right now. So I'm just happy and excited to have you here with us. Why don't you just share with us a little bit about James L. Patterson, man? How did all of this come about? What was going on in your life when you knew you had to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
You know, I guess I was a late bloomer, Ron. I mean, I went to church in and out, you know, when my parents could, you know. Of course, I knew that there was something about church that I needed, but I didn't know what until I got to college. When I got to college, I joined the college gospel choir at Charleston Southern University, One Accord Gospel Choir, and let me tell you something. There was just an anointing over the room one concert. I went down to that floor, and when I came back up, it wasn't never the same.
Lord Jesus, amen. You had a spiritual introduction right then and there, didn't you?
Right there. I mean, I came back up, and I just knew. I mean, my whole life changed, you know.
Wow.
I just knew. I was like, okay, what I need to do is be serving God. That's all I need to be doing.
Amen. 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 What a wonderful revelation that had to be. What a spiritual experience that was enabled you and launched you into what I know to see and witness is just a phenomenal gospel career. You have, just stretched all of the dynamics of James L. Patterson. You have pulled from every part of who you are to express that in your love for Jesus. Whether it's, man, look, when you was down at the 2020 Spin Awards, man, you was not just going to settle for us just sitting down. You was like, look, I have not had opportunity to be in gatherings like I should, and we going to take the opportunity and advantage of this time right now to get up and praise God. I love your energy and your spirit. So you saying that that transformation, wow, that you experienced in college is just what builds up in you to be this man of God that you have become right now, man. I'm telling you, a powerful force. I don't know if you hear this often enough, but I appreciate the demonstration of the love of Christ that you have.
Wow. I don't hear that often. That's beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much.
Amen. Well, that's the truth, and I felt that about you. That's why I was chasing you. I've been chasing this man for almost a year, trying to get him on this Fire Gospel Experience, but I understand that you're a busy man. I do understand that. I do understand. So listen, now is the time. We can appreciate now that you're here. Why don't you share with us and the listeners how you were able to find success in gospel music? Because gospel industry, I don't know if you heard that interview a few months back from Ty Trebett. He basically said that, yeah, gospel music industry can be vicious if you don't know what you're into, because it's a business first. So tell us how you were able to manipulate and find your way into success so that other gospel artists can maybe use some of what you have already proven to work for you that will work for them.
You know, I literally, it took some time for me too. I didn't start off initially as a gospel artist. So I'm a music teacher, like you said earlier, and there was a student in my class by the name of Joshua Rogers. He won BET Sunday Best Season 5. And
okay.
I just watched him live out his dreams. I always ask my student, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he was one of the people that said, look, I'm going to be a gospel artist. And I always wanted to be one. But I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think I was talented enough. I didn't think I had what it took. And I knew the industry was tough. So I was like, oh, no, I don't want to get into that, because they'll break me down. They'll tear me down and say, well, he can't really sing. And so I didn't do it. And well, I watched him groom himself. I helped him groom himself.
Wow.
And then he won. And so I was why don't I try? And that's how I got started.
Amen.
I watched him.
Amen.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful right there, boy. It's so many lessons in that right there, man. The person that you help, that you groom, that you kind of help fashion his way to success, inspired you and led you to be probably more successful than he is. Not that it's a comparison there, but I'm just saying to let you know that what God did for him, guess what? He'll do it for you too. Isn't that the message?
Right. Yeah, that's the message right there.
Amen. So do you write your own music? Because you certainly put so much of yourself into it. Are you a writer as well?
I am a writer. I do not write all of my music, but I am a writer. I do write some of my music. I write. Sometimes I come up with the chorus and somebody help me with the verses. It just depends. Mm-hmm. And there are songs I write the whole song. I like to partner with people so that I can not just be I like my music to fit like so many different people. Like I want it to be able to reach whomever that's listening.
Amen.
You know, not just
Amen.
One type of person. So yeah.
Amen. So this song that I'm about to play, Dr. Patterson, about this joy, can you just any way, shape, or form describe this joy that you have in Jesus? I know that's a lot to say, but can you just help us understand, just give us a taste of what this joy that you have for Jesus is?
Well, the joy of the Lord is my strength, you know, number one. And so there were times when I did not think I could make it in this industry, where I didn't think that I could make it in the world in general. Like, life can get hard, you know, like you be going through stuff, and, you know, I just lost my father, you know, in December, and just stuff like that. And he's like, how do you keep going? How do you continue to have joy? How do you continue to put that smile on? I want it to be real and genuine. Well, you know what? I had to go through God. I had to realize that. there are going to be things that happen on this world, in this world, on Earth,
yeah.
That we may not, you know, necessarily, we can't necessarily fix, or you know, on our own. We have to trust in God and know that. Listen, He is the He's the giver of joy. He's the giver of peace. He's the giver of love. And if we just go to Him and trust that, it may not look right now, but trust, it's gonna get better.
Amen.
It'll get better through
Amen.
Him. And so that's where my joy comes from.
I believe, Brother James, that what holds a lot of us back is we try to figure God out. We try to figure out, how can God take this grief away from me? How can God take this habit away from me? How can God just change me? And then that prevents us and keeps us from moving forward in faith. Faith is saying, God, I have this issue. I have this predicament. I have this circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
I have this problem. By faith, dear God, I don't have to understand all the inner workings of how you're going to do it, but would you please help me and take this
right.
and strengthen me? See, we want to figure things out when all we have to do is just submit and surrender and let
and
it go.
Trust. Here's and my, trust.
And trust. And guess what will happen?
Yeah.
You get this joy like Brother James. Amen.
Come on, put your hands together. Anybody got that joy deep down inside of you? Let me see you put your hands on. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh. Sometimes. Here we go, this love that I have, the world didn't give it to me.
Can't take it away.
The world can't take it away.
Hey, 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 that's us right here getting our gospel dance on with my special guest as we shine our outer spotlight on man of God, James L. Patterson III, getting your joy on, Lord have mercy. And then you came back with another song where you said you're going to serve God until I die. Can you share with us about what type of perseverance that it takes to be so committed that you already know if I'm ever in a life or death crisis situation that I will not recant. I will not sell Jesus out. And then, even if it's not a life or death situation, until my dying breath, I'm going to be an 80, 90-something-year-old soul out there still telling people about Jesus and then laboring. Tell us about what it takes to be able to serve God until you die.
Well, listen, Ron, I literally, we all have gone through things and we all go through things. And, you know, it's a major commitment to be able to say, listen, I'm going to serve him till I die. Because at the end of the day, if it were not for him, then I would not even be able to even do the things that I'm doing. I wouldn't even be able to breathe or let alone be here. And so I got to give him everything that he deserves while I'm still here. Because even if he didn't do another thing, he's done enough, you know. I released this song during the time when my father was sick. It was just the pandemic had just happened. I had dropped my whole life and moved back home with my mother to assist her with taking care of my father until he passed. This song came to me, and I wanted to release it during that time because I wanted to let people know, despite what it looks like, despite what's going on, despite how it's feeling, don't you ever stop serving him. Don't ever not give him what he deserves, because at the end of the day, he is the reason why we're here. He is the reason why we have any bit of success. You know, no one's going to have every perfect day. But if we had all good days, we wouldn't know what bad days look like. I mean, we wouldn't know what good days look like. Because they would all be good. You know, they would be a regular day. So we have to allow God to do what he does and be who he is and know that he deserves whatever he... We can't even... If I had 10,000 tons, I couldn't thank him enough. And so, listen, I just got to keep on serving him. That's a commitment that you need to make wherever you are, whoever's listening.
Amen.
You on this Ron E. Roller Coaster... This ride, you better get on here and serve them.
Amen. 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 That's the truth, Doc. You have blessed us, and we sure do appreciate, man, the energy that you bring into your broadcast. I don't care what you're doing. You are in the mind that we are in church. I don't care if it's an auditorium. I don't care if it's a platform. I don't care if it's a parking lot. We in church right now. We gonna transform We gonna make this exterior a holy place right about now, and we gonna serve and worship and praise God. I love that. I love that. I promise you, next time I see you, you gonna look over your shoulder and feel like somebody's following you, because I'm gonna find out who your tailor is. I'm gonna find out who is making all the boss suits you be wearing,
Come on.
I grew up in Detroit, so, you know, my thing is you got to bring it. So, man of God, we appreciate you, Doc. We love you in Jesus. I would love for you to come back.
Love you, too.
And spend some more time with us, man, when your schedule allows. I'll make room for you. We'll bring you into the first hour where we'll have more time to sit and discuss all the good things of God, what God is doing in your life. But what I would like for you to do is to just share with us all of your broadcasts. I did mention that you do have Morning Music Motivations and then Just James. Can you share with the listeners when these productions are slotted for days and time so that they can continue to follow your ministry, and then they'll see exactly what I'm talking about how much you are so energetic and enthusiastic about your Christian way of living?
Yes. So we have the Morning Motivation and Music with James. It's Monday through Friday. I did take a week off because I was on vacation, but we will be coming back. And then, so it's Monday through Friday. And also, it's my morning. That's how I get to work, y'all. We motivate each other to keep going and keep doing what we do. The Just James Show, season 2 starts this summer. It starts in June, so get ready for that. We've already had season one, and we are coming back with some new guests and some new things. It's even a little flip on it, okay? We got the red wall, and things. So we're doing some new things, and we're excited about it. And we have the James Patterson Morning Show is coming back as well on radio in June. And so we are just excited
about
what the Lord is doing. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I think that's phenomenal. I will certainly continue to play your anointed gospel music. I appreciate the kingdom collaboration that we have together. Looking forward to possibly seeing you and fellowshipping with you at another one of these award shows as soon as time and opportunity permits. Listen, we commit you to Holy Spirit, God, that you continue to do the wonderful work that you're doing. We bless you in the name of Jesus. We pray for you. And listen, ain't nothing you can do about it except pray for us back and show us some Jesus love back. How you like them apples?
I love it.
Amen. We thank you. Thank you for joining us, man of God. Looking forward to having you come back soon as you can. Just let us know.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Amen. That is the Doctor of Music in the house, James L. Patterson III. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a wonderful. What a wonderful spirit that young man has. He just encourages me, and I am just happy to have that young man here with us. And he's not finished with us yet. He's just letting us know that he's going to serve God till he dies. And I do believe that's the truth.
Listen, we're going to give God the praise until we die. Here we go, listen. Oh, till I till I
die,
I'm gone.
Anyhow,
oh Lord, oh till I
die,
yeah, till I
die,
I'm gone.
Anyhow,
yes Lord, listen, one of these mornings it won't be long. You look for me and
Hello, everyone. I am TV, radio host, author, and choreographer, Apostle Sherita Lovelace. I am called by God to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will change the atmosphere with the spirit of great worship, praise, or even a spoken word for your concert, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at 404-295-7367 or by email at SheritaLovelace@gmail.com. Listen, please join me for the Triumphant Show with Sherita Lovelace on Facebook Live every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will be blessed with my anointed special guest and myself in some relevant spiritual conversations. Right now, you're listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So, by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Time is now.
So you better get in a hurry because he is coming soon. Sounds of Gospel Group Gifted, letting you know the time is now. The place is now, and you need to go ahead and make a decision about what you're going to do with your life. If you have accepted Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, it's time to go ahead and get busy and do what Holy Spirit God is putting in you, in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul. And if you're not saved, we would highly recommend this Jesus the Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Read the Bible. There is consequences for living a life apart from God. And we don't want you to fall prey and victim and have to suffer the consequences that Jesus Christ has already paid the penalty for, has already paid the debt for by crucifying himself on our behalf. So we thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, because yes, 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 the time is now. Thank you, God, for Group Gifted for that encouraging musical message. We are embracing Nehemiah 9:13-21, and we're going to be discussing never forsaken. Amen. The word of God says in Nehemiah 9:19 says, yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsakest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way wherein they should go. And then Nehemiah 9:21 says, yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old and their feet swelled not. God has continuously and repeatedly shown his amazing grace to us, his own very creation. He made us with a free will to think, choose, and make our own decisions, beloved, independent of Almighty God himself. Jesus confirmed this loving grace of God when he spoke to the woman at Jacob's well in Samaria in John 4:23, where our Lord Jesus says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. And then again in John 4:24, he says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And yet, throughout Bible history, as well as our own personal history, we have come and eaten freely of the spiritual fruits of God's great bounty to only turn and eat and run as rude guests before the greatest host of the universe. The servant Nehemiah testifies for God. He says in verse 13, thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai and spakest with them from heaven and gavest them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments. Verse 14 says, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath and commandest them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses, thy servant. Lord Jesus, he gave us judgment, laws, statutes, commandments. He gave us all of these things so that we would always have a way to perceive what the will of God is. Verse 15 says, and gave us them bread from heaven for their hunger, and brought us forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promises them that they should go in to possess the land which thou hast sworn to them. God has given us something for our mind to regulate our thoughts, our ways, and our actions. And then, because it's hard to evangelize a hungry man, God has provided for our physical needs, for our hungers, and for our thirst. God is a provider. Verse 16 says, but they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandments. Now, I'm sure that Almighty shakes his world-crowned head at the length that so many of us creations resisted his will to do our own hurt and demise. It's like a parent with a defiant child who absolutely refused to follow the house rules that the parents have created. Amen. Verse 17 says, and refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders
that thou didst amongst them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. What? But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsakest not them. Yea, when they had made them a molten calf, and said, this is my God. Oh, instead of God himself, our carnal nature speaks throughout human history as being undependable through our responsibilities and commitments to God, as though we have a right to do as we please without God. And in fact, this is the case of many who deny God. So even in spite of man's hard-hearted and rebellious ways, they cannot quench the awesome love and benevolence of our awesome God. Yet in thy manifold mercies, forsakest them not in the wilderness. Verse 19 says, the pillar of the cloud departed from them, not by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way wherein they should go. Amen. Thou gavest them thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. Yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet well not. Our God is a keeper. And our Lord Jesus also confirmed God's loving assurance to those who love and obey him. Hebrews 13 and 5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's the Apostle Paul quoting our Lord Jesus, who said the very same thing that God is saying. I am a God that will not forsake you. The sole sorrow for those who do not choose to submit and surrender their lives to God is he will grant their detrimental wish and choices and will provide them with the separation that they desire, only to shockingly realize that this is their worst decision they ever made. But unfortunately for them, it will be eternally too late for God to keep them due to their forsaking him as holy God and the Almighty One. Amen. God is a keeper. He never forsakes us, and he never will. You can believe that. You can count on that. You can depend on that. Here's man of God, Pastor Danny Hudson, letting us know that he will not forsake us. Wonder why? Because he's already washed us all over. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Shall be made whiter than snow. Though they be red like crimson, every stain in your life must go. Look at this broken vessel, Lord. You know exactly what.
Wash my heart, bring it closer to you.
Yes, Lord, we just want to be washed. We just want to be touched all over by your loving hand, by your loving grace. Amen. Goes right there. I certainly want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast. This is a ministry that's reaching out to you so that you can have right priorities, right perspective in God. Have right fellowship, because God wants to pour out abundant blessings to you. I'm a living witness. I'm telling y'all what I had experienced for myself. I'm telling y'all what God has done, great and mighty things in my life. I would certainly like to just thank my special guest, woman of God, Dr. K. Erica Moore, for just sharing with us the wonderful ministry that God has anointed and appointed her to have. She has gone cross country. She has crossed boundaries into different countries, and she is laboring for Jesus like she knows her Savior lives, and that is so true. Also want to thank my special guest and shine on the spotlight, man of God, award-winning, nominated. I mean, this is a man of God that is doing great, mighty things in his field of expertise in music ministry and music production, James L. Patterson III. Thank you for sharing your story. You are encouragement. You are a blessing to the body of Christ. I want to thank both of y'all. I want to leave you with these final words. The question shouldn't be, do we like it? It should be, is it right? You can always tune in to these Fire broadcasts. I have been blessed to be syndicated on 6 national networks. I want to thank all of my network sponsors for Kingdom collaborating with me. This Fire Gospel Experience broadcast can be enjoyed on YouTube. Just type in my name, Ron E. Jefferson, and you'll see all of my archives for the past 3 years. I'm also on Twitter, Ron E. Jefferson 60. I'm on iHeart. I'm on Spotify. I am blessed to be able to be on iTunes, and God is just moving in a wonderful way, and I thank God for him. So until next time, I pray God will bless, keep, cover, and just have such a pervasive way over your life. I want to thank God for each and every one of you. So until then, I will leave you with new music that was sent to me by Sister Bill, talking about fabulous praise, talking about being changed. Have you been changed? Because God will not forsake you. He's just looking for somebody to give him sincere worship and praise. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the Lord. Come on, fabulous praise. Let's talk about what it's like since you've been changed.
You can try to get it.